everybody's here?
Yep.
Let's get going.
Okay.
Stella, it's too late for lost dogs and wallets. Too early for cheating husbands and wives. How about we send out for a few sandwiches and catch up on our paperwork from that last case? We can have a little picnic right here on the desk.
Well, that'll be swell, boss. I'll phone the deli if you'll pull the file.
Oh, now I have to pull my own files. What kind of secretary are you anyway?
The kind who's watching her figure. Every time you order sandwiches, I gain 5 pounds. I'm getting the diet plate this time.
You sure I can't tempt you with a BLT?
Oh, it's cottage cheese and cantaloupe for me and my hips. Operator, get me Dave's deli delivery, please.
Her hips were like palm trees in a Bermuda breeze. And the diet plate only reminded me that we can't elope.
Cut! Cut, cut, cut!
He was hot enough under the collar to make coffee on the back of his neck. And the look on his face made it clear he wasn't asking for cream and sugar.
Cut! Steve, you're doing it again.
Bob, did we mess up the take?
Steve, how many times do I have to tell you? We'll record all of your voiceovers separately and dub them in later.
Gosh, Bob, I'm sorry. I'm just so used to the radio.
You just can't narrate the movie on camera. Get me the script, girl. Penny?
Yes, Mr. Morris?
Penny, can we please give Steve a script minus the voiceovers?
Well, he already has one.
What? Give me that.
Well, after the last time, you said, well, and we did, so there aren't any, you see?
Steve, you aren't even narrating the lines from the script. You're just making it up.
I guess after so many years in radio, it just comes out naturally.
Helen!
Yes, Bob?
We're going back to the beginning of the scene. Frank Grayson in his office. Stella at the desk. Cue the clock. Clapperboard.
Right here.
I thought you were the script girl.
We're a little short-handed today. The egg salad sandwiches sat out for a while during takes 28 through 31, and most of the crew really likes egg salad, so...
Food poisoning had swept through the crew like a tsunami through a family picnic. And there's nothing worse than a tidal wave of egg salad the second time around.
Ah, he's doing it again! Why, Louis B., why? Of all the pictures in the world to be made, why did you give me Frank Grayson private eye?
Because your career was on hold after Beach Blanket Bunnies Go Nantucket and no other studio would touch you?
Ah!
I think that was a rhetorical question, Penny.
What's rhetorical, Mr. Steve?
It's when you really don't want an answer.
Then why would you ask the question? I mean, when I ask a question, I want an answer, don't you?
She wouldn't be turning any heads on the sidewalk, but her eyes were as bright as a tin star on Christmas morning. Before you unwrap your pony and find out it's a package of socks. I thought of a question I wanted the answer to, but now wasn't the time.
What's your question, Steve? Is it math? I'm really good at math.
Nothing, Penny. Nothing important.
Well, just let me know when you want an answer. Oh, look out, Miss Wentworth!
Ow!
What now?
Sorry, Bob. I'm fine, but I ripped my stocking on this desk. Can I get another pair?
Costumes?
Yes?
Penny? I thought you were...
We're a little short-handed today. The egg salad sandwiches...
Ah! That's it. That's a wrap. We're done for the day. One lousy movie tanks at the box office. Just one. And this is what I get.
Oh, my script. I need that.
Got any plans for your evening off?
Helen Wentworth had it all. Style, brains, beauty, class. And a pair of hips so sneaky I was tempted to start raising rats.
Are you asking me to, Helen? Well, I'm...
Relax, Steve. I've got my own date tonight. But I couldn't help noticing you're pretty stuck on Penny.
I tried playing my cards closer to vest, but sometimes you have to shoot the moon when you have a handful of hearts.
She is awfully sweet, isn't she? And you're doing it again, Steve.
Doing what?
Narrating your own story.
Well, 10 years of Frank Grayson on a radio, and it just becomes a habit.
You should tell her how you feel.
She'd never go for a guy like me.
Helen! Where are you, baby? I'm triple parked between two studio heads and the mob, and either way, I'm gonna get...
His voice should have been announcing 10-cent prizes at a 2-bit bingo parlor, not dining out with the lovely Helen Wentworth.
Charlie's an old obligation, one I'll be done with after tonight.
It always hurts to have to drop people on your way up, I guess.
Sometimes it hurts more than others. Charlie was the publicity photographer for the Beach Blanket Bunnies series, and now I can't seem to get him off my back.
It must have been fun to do those movies, all those great locations.
Mostly we shot them in the studio. I'm just glad I'm out of B-movies.
Helen! Helen, I got the jalopy running out front! Dames, slower than molasses.
Coming!
Hurry it up! Gas ration coupons don't grow on trees, you know.
Give it a shot with Penny, Steve. I'll bet you $10 you'll be pleasantly surprised.
You think so?
I know so.
It was still hard for me to believe that little Stevie Pawlowski had come to Hollywood and made it his own. Frank Grayson, radio private eye, was making the jump to the silver screen, and Steve Powell was jumping too. As I leapt into stardom, like Esther Williams bound into the deep end, I hoped I could keep my headdress of sparklers dry. And I couldn't help hoping I was going to owe Helen Wentworth $10.
Gee, thanks for the ride, Steve.
You know, we don't have to go straight home. I mean, maybe we could get a bite to eat or something.
Oh, I'd like that. But no egg salad. I'm allergic to eggs, which is why I was all right when everyone else was...
I thought maybe we could go to Le Plateau.
Oh, I'm not dressed for Le Plateau. And besides, a guy shouldn't take a girl there unless he's serious about her.
I knew Frank Grayson would have a suave Perry for her quick touche, but Steve Powell was as tongue-tied as a frog at a necking party.
Did you ever remember the question you wanted to ask?
It was time to put up or shut up. I'd always dreamed of dating a siren at a silver screen, but this sweet little script girl had pulled over my heart and was writing me a ticket for driving while infatuated.
I agree. Those people should be kept off the road. I mean, it's all right to have a cocktail or two, but you should
Penny,
never...
Penny, I am...
Look out!
Crazy Jay Walker! Oh, that was close.
At least we didn't hit him. Did we? Is he all right?
No, Penny. He's dead.
Steve, a dead man can't jaywalk, can he?
It's Charlie Walker.
Who? Steve, do you know this man?
It was Helen Wentworth's suitor. And in the harsh light of the high beams, one thing was clear. Charlie wasn't going to be worrying about ladies keeping him waiting anymore. Not even if they had to wash their hair.
Between the police station and a morgue, Penny and I hadn't had much sleep. And there isn't really a right time to tell a girl how you feel when you're discovering that a guy you met once alive and kicking has been stabbed through the heart with an ice pick.
Good morning, Steve.
Helen's tone was cheerful, but the bags under her eyes weren't singing zippity-doo-dah.
Hiya, Helen. How was your date?
Terrible. He got fresh and I got out. I went home in a taxi.
Did you get rid of your obligation?
I don't know, Steve. I really don't.
Helen, there's something I should tell you about last night.
Oh, did you tell her how you felt?
No, not about Penny.
Oh, I hope I didn't put my foot in anything. She just seems like such a sweet kid. I really think you two should...
All right, everybody. Let's try and get the sandwich scene in the can today.
Oh, let's talk at lunch, all right?
Something was funny here, but I didn't know what it was. Like watching a clown take a shower.
Frank Grayson, Private Eye. Scene 17, take 35.
Action!
Well, Stella, it's too late for lost dogs and wallets.
Stop.
And...
Oh, no! Oh, you can't go in there! They're coming!
Yes, I can! Is there a Miss Wentworth here?
Out! Out! You're ruining the take!
I'm Helen Wentworth.
No, she's not. She's Stella Bright, secretary to Frank Grayson, crack Private Eye. And we've almost got the take. We've almost got it in the...
I always wanted to say that. Now then, Miss Wentworth, I have a few questions for you, if you don't mind.
What seems to be the problem?
You know a Charlie Walker?
I've met Mr. Walker on occasion, yes.
Was one of these occasions last night?
Yes, we had a date.
At what time did your date end?
Rather early, I'm afraid. Mr. Walker attempted to take some liberties, and I left him at an arcade.
Did you attempt to retaliate in any way for these liberties?
Oh, I slapped his face good and hard. He's not suing for assault, is he? I guess half the girls in Hollywood would be behind bars.
It's a bit more serious than that, Miss Wentworth. His body was found last night by your colleague, Mr. Powell.
Miss Steve?
I'm sorry, Helen. I didn't know how to break it to
you. And you were the last person seen with him, so we're naturally interested in your movements.
I left Charlie, Mr. Walker, in an arcade around 8 o'clock. I took a taxi home.
Charlie Walker was dead at 8:20. He wandered in front of Mr. Powell's car a few blocks from the arcade.
He was hit by a car?
He was stabbed by an ice pick.
Oh, no.
I'd like you to come down to the station for questioning. Purely to assist us in our inquiries, of course.
Of course.
Here's your purse, Helen. I got it from the dressing room. I thought you'd want to take it with you to the police. Oh gosh, I'm sorry. I'll get it.
No, I'll be fine.
Here's your hanky, your compact, your ice pick.
Oh. There was a big, fat, empty feeling in my heart. I felt like a screenwriter who'd signed on for a percentage of the net.
Is that everything?
That's all I need. Helen Wentworth, I arrest you for the murder of Charlie Walker.
No, this is all a terrible mistake. I'm innocent. You've got the wrong person.
I couldn't believe that the lovely Helen Wentworth would ice a man for getting fresh. I headed for the police station with Penny in tow to see if we could straighten anything out.
I feel like such an idiot. If I hadn't dropped her purse...
The truth is like ice cream, Penny. It comes in 31 flavors, and they're all going to get you in the gut.
I really don't think this is the time for us to be thinking about food, Steve. Oh, Sergeant Anderson, it's all been a terrible mistake, right? You found the real killer? Helen's coming back to the movie?
I'm afraid not, Miss...
I'm Penny from Publicity, but there was this egg salad crisis. It was absolutely devastating.
It was a geyser, a technicolor agony. And just like Old Faithful, it continued to happen on the hour.
So now, I'm also Penny the Script Girl, Penny the Clapperboard Clapper, and Penny from Costumes.
All right.
How bad is it, Sergeant?
Pretty bad, Mr. Powell. Miss Wentworth admits she was out with a guy, says they quarreled, and she stormed off in a cab. But we got a gal from the Ace Novelty Arcade, says Wentworth came back in and bought an ice pick.
Is she sure it was Helen?
The gal from the arcade is a part-time actress, Trixie Bellwether. Knows Wentworth from a B-flick they did together a few years ago. Anyway, you're barking up the wrong tree with a mistaken ID. Wentworth admits she bought the ice pick. Trixie said she came in madder than a wet hen and had to have an ice pick right that minute to settle some business.
Well, what does Helen say?
Says Trixie Bellwether told her she needed protection if she was going to be out at night alone. Either way, we got Wentworth with the weapon and the timing's right.
But why would Helen stab anyone with an ice pick?
Well, that's what we wanted to know. So we searched the dearly departed apartment and came up with these pictures.
Oh, Penny, I don't think you better. Well,
that's Helen, but she's lost her bathing suit top. Funny, she doesn't look that upset about it. about it.
I was pretty sure she'd look upset about it now. There was no room in a career I Helen Wentworth, rising star for some photos so cheesecake they could fill the dessert carousel at Schraft's.
Steve, we can eat later. Right now we need to help Helen.
Charlie Walker was the publicity photographer for a series of B-movies a few years ago. Apparently, he kept a private library of pictures that didn't make it into the papers. And we're pretty sure he was blackmailing your friend. And everybody knows there's only three things to do with a blackmailer. Pay up, brazen it out, or kill him off.
It looked like Helen had chosen option C and made a dark mark that completely filled the bubble.
Penny, I guess we've just got to face the facts on this one.
Steve, would Frank Grayson desert a friend in need? How could you believe that Helen would... Well, I don't care how bad it looks. We are going to find the real killer.
All right, Penny. If you think we can do it...
I know we can.
Well, I admire your gumption, Miss Penny from Publicity, but it's an open and shut case. Why don't you go see Trixie Bellwether at the arcade and see for yourself?
The East Novelty Arcade had definitely seen better days. There was only one way to score a prize in this joint. You could win some dignity by walking out.
You better wait in the car, Penny.
Not on your life. I like Helen, and I'm not going to see her railroaded by some sergeant who thinks it's an open and shut case.
Welcome to the Ace Novelty Arcade. All the machines take tokens except for the jukebox, which is a nickel. Please use the spittoons and ashtrays provided. Do you need any change or tokens?
There was a box of ice picks next to the cash. At three for a dollar, they cost more than a candy bar. But you can't stop a blackmailer by thrusting a good and plenty into his heart.
Steve, stop with the food. We're here to see Trixie Bellwether.
Who's asking?
Steve Powell and Penny from Publicity.
I had hoped for a more low-key approach, but this bull was already registered for a complete set of Wedgwood.
Nah, it's not real Wedgwood. You couldn't win it at an arcade if it was. Three little prizes straight up for the platter. Three big prizes for the coffee set. Great for your mother, for your sweetheart. Say, did you say Steve Powell?
Yeah, well, she did. That's me.
I used to follow your radio show. How come you went off the air?
We're making, we're filming.
There's going to be a Frank Grayson Private Eye movie. We're filming it right now.
And me and my old blouse... Hang on, let me swipe on some lipstick.
Well, not right this minute.
Oh, no, it's going on in the studio.
Yet another big break passes Trixie by.
So you are Trixie.
Yeah, that's right. Now what do you want? Mr. Powell.
We heard that you were the clerk here at the arcade last night.
You hear about the broadstab Charlie Walker?
Oh, so you knew him too?
I heard his name because the cops showed me a picture and all when they was asking about the ice pick.
But you sounded just like you knew him, didn't you, Steve?
Get your hearing checked, toots. I didn't know Charlie Walker from a hole in the ground. Cops came in, showed me a picture of the guy, asked if I'd seen him. I did. I also see that highfalutin Helen Wentworth with him. And I seen them argue, and I see her head out that door with an ice pick in her hand.
Her recollection was better than her grammar. But a girl like this couldn't have a perfect past. And I couldn't help noticing that in the present, she was tense.
Miss Bellwether?
What?
Sergeant Anderson said that you knew it was Helen because you had been in a movie together.
Yeah. Beach Blanket Bunnies Go Poughkeepsie. It was a bomb.
I remembered the series. It had seemed like a good idea at the time, but after they used up Florida and Hawaii, the franchise ran out of places to frolic.
You got a point there. They tried Far Rockaway, the South Shore, even Lake Michigan. But the series never recovered. And I couldn't get picked up by another studio.
You know, I don't think people realize how much bad publicity can hurt a film. What kind of publicity photos did you do? Oh, I understand if you don't know. I mean, a lot of times the actors have no idea what the studio is doing to promote the movie. You know, I think publicity is a very important field, but we could do a lot more to let the film world know just what it is we're doing.
Miss Bellwether? Trixie, are you all right?
Get out of my arcade!
Miss Bellwether? Oh, sorry, your ice picks.
Oh, gosh, let me help.
Get out!
Come on, Penny.
Sure is funny. All I did was ask her about the publicity photos for Beach Blanket Bunnies, and she just about snapped my head off. I mean, they're just pictures, right?
Penny, I have an idea. I think I know how Jolly Walker was
killed. He was stabbed with an ice pick, wasn't he? Or did we just discover something new that shows he wasn't? Was it one of those rare, untraceable South American poisons? Or a heart attack? Maybe he had a heart attack right in front of our car. The shock of almost being hit was too much for him, and he...
Penny, he was stabbed with an ice pick. There was a hole in his chest. His blood was on the ice pick in Helen's purse.
You're just not creative, Steve.
Actors aren't paid to be creative, Penny. We're paid to hit our marks, memorize our words, and say them on cue.
We're like trained dogs. Only our motivation comes in a window envelope.
Ah, you sounded just like Frank Grayson. Do it again.
Penny, I'm not Frank Grayson. I'm Steve Powell. I used to be Stevie Pawlowski, but the studio made me change it. Don't get me wrong. I love being Frank Grayson. He's so, well, smooth, and he always knows what to say. And, well, I don't always know what I want to say. And when I do, I don't always know how to say it.
Steve, is there something you want to say?
There sure is, Penny. And now that I know what it is, I haven't got the slightest idea how to say it.
Maybe if you think about how Frank Grayson would say it.
I think Steve Powell needs to say this one, but he can't right now.
Why not?
Because I owe Helen Wentworth $10, and I don't think they'll let me give it to her in jail. Penny, I know how Jolly Walker was killed, and I need you to help me prove it.
I'm your girl, Steve. I mean, well...
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Welcome to the set, Miss Bellwether.
You can call me Trixie, Mr. Morris.
We've had some trouble completing this scene with Miss Wentworth, and we're ready to test a new actress for the part.
I always knew I'd get another break.
Steve spoke very highly of your work. He said we'd be doing him a great personal favor if we could get you into the picture.
He did? I mean, of course he did. Me and Stevie go way back.
I'll just send the script girl over with your pages. We'll be ready to do the test shots in a few minutes.
Am I gonna get a lot of lines?
You can just read from the script for the test shot.
Here are your pages, Miss Bellwether.
Say, aren't you that girl who came by the arcade?
Oh, yes. Mr. Powell and I were just so impressed with your range of emotion, we had to get you in the picture.
And Steve has assured me that we will be able to complete the picture on schedule with a new actress if we just get you in.
That's right.
My plan was in motion. But would it tie up the case or unravel like my birthday sweater from Aunt Kate?
I have an Aunt Kate, too. We have so much in common, Mr. Powell.
Call me Steve.
Of course, Stevie.
Steve, she's a two-bit starlet. What do you mean telling me this girl can replace Helen Wentworth?
Just trust me, Bob. When we finish the shoot, your problems will be solved.
Or so I hoped.
The crew goes down with food poisoning. My leading lady's in jail. My leading man can't stop commenting on his own action. Why couldn't I have gotten into something less dramatic? Like opera.
We're ready for the test shoot.
Places, everyone. Action.
Test shoot of Trixie Bellwether for Frank Grayson, Private Eye.
Well, Stella, it's too late for lost dogs and wallets. Too early for cheating husbands and wives. How about we send out for a few sandwiches and catch up on our paperwork from that last case? We can have a little picnic right here on the desk.
That'll be swell, boss. I'll phone the deli if you'll pull the file.
Now I have to pull my own files. What kind of secretary are you anyway?
The kind who's watching her figure. Every time you order the sandwiches, I gain 5 pounds. I'm getting the diet plate this time.
Sure, I can't tempt you with a BLT.
It's cottage cheese and cantaloupe for me. And my hips.
Should I kiss him? I feel like I should kiss him.
Here's the file, Stella. Looks like we wrapped up that last case pretty quickly. How did you know it was Dixie, the arcade? I mean, the shop clerk.
The time of death was so tight, it couldn't have been anyone else. Dixie stabbed the man.
Hey! What's the big idea?
Is that your line, Trixie?
Penny, what's going on?
Just keep rolling, Bob.
Dixie didn't kill him.
She didn't? But I thought Charlie came in and threatened her. Didn't he have cheesecake pictures of her, too? Wasn't he blackmailing her?
Charlie had more sense than to try and blackmail an arcade girl. What are you going to get from a 50 cents an hour clerk? Now that Helen, she had the bucks. Her career was going places, so we knew he could get the squeeze out of her.
Under the flashy looks and the cheap lipstick, the green-eyed monster was struggling to break free.
Penny, he's doing it again.
Sure it's cheap lipstick. And you know why? Because Helen Wentworth never thought about anybody but Helen Wentworth. We was friends. We said we'd help each other out. Then she gets Frank Grayson, Private Eye, and I can't even get another B-movie. She comes into the arcade, slumming it with that Charlie Walker, slaps him and walks out. He's got the gall to try and make time with me, as if I'm going to be cold second helpings on Charlie Walker's social buffet.
And the ice picks were right there by the cash.
He kept trying to paw at me, and I ain't the type to be pawed at for free. I mean, I ain't the type to be pawed at all. So I reached down and I grabbed one of the picks to teach him a lesson. I didn't know how sharp they was. It just went right in like he was a melon or something.
You didn't mean to kill him. And you thought maybe it was going to be okay when he left under his own steam.
He was still walking and talking when he left the arcade. Then snooty Helen Wentworth came back in and wanted a phone for a taxi. Well, I'm a girl who takes the bus, and I know about being bothered. So I asked her if she didn't get worried being out there by herself. She said she did, so I sold her an ice pick. 3 for $1, but she only wanted 1. Keep the change, she said, like she's Lady Bountiful. So I kept the change all right, and I gave her the ice pick that killed Charlie. Let Helen be worried and scared and broke for once in her life. Let Helen be the one who hasn't got anything.
Bob, I think we're done here.
Oh, no! Oh, no! This wasn't no movie shoot, was it?
I'm afraid not, Trixie.
You tricked me! And now you're gonna call the cops, and Trixie's gonna lose a career!
Don't you have to have a career in order to lose it?
I could have been somebody! I could have played a politician or an attorney! I could have been a defender! Don't you come near me! I've got another ice pick here, and I'm not afraid to use it! You can't prove anything! Helen Wentworth did it! She did it!
How far do you think she'll make it?
Nevada is technically the closest, but usually criminals make for the Mexican border because there's less chance of extradition. That, though, for murder, I think they do in fact...
I think it was a rhetorical question, Penny.
But what about Helen? What if they can't catch Trixie?
Did you get it, Bob?
Got it all in the can.
Then I guess that's a wrap. Let's print, and tomorrow we'll have Helen back on a set.
Good job, Steve.
Thanks for going along with it, Bob.
I could tell there was something else he wanted to see. The words were straining behind his lips, like a lemming trying to resist the pull of a herd.
Lemmings come in colonies, Steve. Herds are cows.
Are you sure? What about flocks? Do they come in flocks?
No, it's definitely colonies. I did a documentary. And they don't really run over cliffs on their own. You have to shove them.
I just called Sergeant Anderson at the station. He's coming over right now.
I guess I'd better get this film printed then. He'll want to see it.
Penny and I'll stand outside the darkroom door and make sure nobody bursts in by mistake.
That's how we lost scenes 5 through 16.
Is there any such thing as a normal movie shoot?
Well, actually, this isn't as bad as the one where they were going to release live doves in a wedding scene and the birds got cooped up next to the hot lights. Or the one where they were flying in Peter Pan and she scraped her head on the harness and there was practically a ring of...
Penny!
Oh, was that one of those rhetorical questions?
Hold the fort, you two. I'll be out in 30.
We'd solved a mystery at Charlie Walker's death, gotten Helen Wentworth off a hook, and saved Hollywood from Trixie Bellwether's potential career. But one thing was still missing. Sure, Frank Grayson ended every episode by getting a girl, but Steve Powell didn't know if he had the courage to get a sandwich, let alone tell her how he felt.
I guess that wraps it up.
You don't have to wait here with me, Steve. It really only takes one of us to guard the darkroom door, and I guess you must have a lot of things to do, being a star and all.
Yeah, well, thanks, Penny, for, well, your help.
Oh, you did it all, Steve. I just found the ice pick that implicated Helen, insisted on clearing her name, opened my big mouth and made Trixie get suspicious, arranged for Trixie to show up on set, and wrote the script that made her give herself away.
I wanted to sweep her off her feet, but I was all out of brooms, so I screwed up my courage and grabbed your hand.
You're one heck of a girl, Penny.
I guess I am, now that you mention it.
Penny?
Yes?
I like you a lot, Penny.
I like you an awful lot, too, Steve.
Will you be my girl, Penny, from publicity?
As long as you'll be my guy, Stevie Pawlowski.
I owe Helen Wentworth a sawbuck.
And I owe you a kiss.
I'm a little tall. Can you reach my forehead?
That's not where I'm aiming, Steve.